Alex, can you talk a little bit about Tennessee's defense? When you look at like a Bernard Pollard, and Greg Williams kind of sets the tone as the consultant, they seem to be a defense that's rough, tough, and likes to knock heads off.
Yeah, they play physical. Physical defense, you can see it shows up on tape. They challenge you outside, they challenge you up front, across the board, and they've been having some success. They play fast, they're a good unit, not necessarily a lot of like household names on defense, but good players up front, good players outside, and you know, playing good football right now.
Another week where you really have to be careful and protect that football.
I think we need to execute. You know, no different than any other week. Execution is always a focus for us and ball security, but really executing, we have to be on it. We're going to have to be good up front, communication and our protections, and then we're going to have to win outside and we're going to have to be accurate with the football.
How do you get Dwayne Bowe more involved in catching passes as opposed to doing the other things?
Like
blocking downfield, kind of being a decoy for everybody else?
You know, for me, it's I'm making my reads and throwing the ball with the ball's supposed to go and what the defense is telling me. You know, that's coach and offensive coordinator and Doug, you know, that's their deal, not mine. I mean, I play quarterback, so.
Alex, how about your mobility? I mean, without some of those runs that you've had, I'm not sure you guys would be 4-0 at this point. Do you agree with that or no?
Not sure. You know, I think it's something that can help us at times, something I take, you know, pride in. They are going to give me that, and they're going to play us certain ways that, you know, that I got to make plays with my legs and make them pay. So that when it is there, take advantage of it for sure.
When you decide to take off, I mean, what is it, just sort of an instinct type?
Yeah,
thing?
Very much so.
Okay.
You know, yeah, nothing deliberate. Just trying to play good football within the pocket, and then when I do feel lanes and seams, taking them.
Did it take you a while to kind of figure that out, or is that just kind of, I just don't want to get killed, so I'm going to take off?
No, just playing over time. I think you get a good sense of the game and how they're playing you, and sometimes you see a lot of backs to you and some open grass, and, you know, taking off, you know, whenever you can, especially in some of the situations on third down.
You kind of an internal clock there, I mean, when you're in the pocket?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Dexter, they showed a shot of you guys watching him when he returned the punt for a touchdown, and you were all cheering. And Coach was talking about he can wear many hats and they have to be careful not to overload his plate. But when you see his capability and the way he can make people miss, is that an exciting part of the offense that's yet to be unveiled?
I think that's a credit to Dex that he can do so much. He is so versatile, not just on offense, but special teams. He is a playmaker for us. And I think that showed, yeah, that he's not just offensive, not just an offensive weapon, but special teams and someone you got to be aware of. And no question on offense, he's someone who's always looking to you know, take advantage of that matchup and all the tools that he does have.
Alex, can you talk about just you guys embracing road tests, 2-0 on the road this far now going into Tennessee?
Yeah, I think not just road tests, but just tests in general. You know, every week's a test in the NFL. I don't care what you say, the record of the opposing team, what it may be. They're all hard, and no question, going on the road is even more difficult. And this will be a good test for us. This is a team that's playing good football right now, a defense that's playing really good football and you know, going to their place. Is a challenge for us, and I think this team looks at it like that, that this is a challenge, and you know, we're going to take it on.
It's been a while since Kansas City has seen a 4-0 team. Now, you're used to having that kind of success, but the fans here haven't seen that in a while. How do you keep the focus so the guys aren't smelling the roses before or anything else?
You know, I think I would if I need to. I would say something, but really I don't think that's an issue in this locker room and in this building with the guys we have in here and the coaching staff. I think all the success has done in these last few weeks is just confirm the way we do things, and for us that's just continue to stay short-sighted. The focus right now is on Wednesday, and let's take advantage of today preparing for Tennessee, and really it's this week, so we're not getting ahead of ourselves. I think if anything, these last few weeks have just confirmed the way we do things, you know, and I think we're just gonna stick with it.
Last one, Bob. Yeah. Alex, when you take off, instinct, say,
yeah,
what's the process when you have to decide to slide or go ahead and just try to, is it all about,
yeah, no, yeah, I mean, knowing the situation, definitely. I think the couple times I you know, went down head first, you know, third down, you're close to the sticks, red zone, you know, you're trying to take advantage of every yard you can down there, but you know, first and second down, open field, I think it's be smart, no question, and you know, you're not trying to take unnecessary hits.
Thank you.